When it all adds up, it is a very costly event, but it's an event that I think both Dunloe and Donegal, and Ireland indeed, need in the calendar every year.
You made the point that you're promoting this in Killarney, you're promoting this in Dublin, you're promoting this in London. I mean, this isn't just a Donegal thing, this is national and international.
Not at all. It has gone international, and we're very lucky that we have Donegal ambassadors that are able to do that there. Forrest Daniel being one, Mairead Mooney being the other, Maya Brennan. We're very fortunate, even our Donegal associations throughout the world, they're all promoting the festival, trying to get involved with them that little bit more to promote the county as well as the festival here in July.
In terms of where you are at the moment, the current committee came in 2022. The festival was, there were some questions being raised at the time, maybe about future viability. The new committee came in, took it by the scruff of the neck, has brought it to a place where it's in a very good position in terms of its health, but financially it's still a day-to-day struggle, a year-by-year struggle.
Very much so. Like, the cost of everything has gone up. We are a voluntary festival and we take nothing from it ourselves, so anything that we get funding contribution-wise goes straight back into the festival. That's the important part of us. We want to give back and we want people to come here and enjoy and want to come back every year. And it costs. That's the end of it. It does cost for that to happen, and we're just looking for help.
And you're saying to the councillors, look, there are Irish language workshops, there are initiatives which are promoting the language, which are promoting the area, and they're the specific areas you're saying, look, do what you can here, because, I mean, we're not putting on paid events over the course of the festival. The reality is the vast majority of what happens over that 10 days into July, beginning of August, the vast majority is free.
It is free. There might be a handful of events throughout the week that we charge into. We try our best. Now, there are some that we have to, but we do try our best not to, because things are costly enough, but we want families to enjoy them. The culture, the Irish language, is something that we want to bring to the fore and expand. We have our La Gaela on the Thursday every year, but we also want to introduce that element of Irish and culture throughout the week, throughout the 10 days of the festival as well. We want to build on that then.
Finally, the members here are saying, look, we'll support you as much as we can from our own funds, but we'll also lobby on your behalf to Foilshire Ireland, to other agencies, to other organisations. That can only be welcome.
Very, very much so. Whatever foot we can get in the door with any other organisations is brilliant. It's going to be beneficial. Anything, it all adds up at the end of the day, Donal.